Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Campus Connections. This week, we're talking to Zoya and Jamie from Laurier Animal Rescue. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Doing good.
Great.
Doing
good. Nice to meet you both. Why don't you tell me a bit about yourselves and kind of your roles within the Animal Rescue, Laurier Animal Rescue?
So Jamie, you want to go first or should I?
Sure, I'll go first. So my name's Jamie Beattie. I'm currently a third-year data science student at Laurier. I'm currently on my co-op term right now, so I'll be back on campus starting January. Mm-hmm. And I am the president of Laurier Animal Rescue. So I was first a general member in my first year, and then I became the co-VP of events last year, and then I became president this year. So yeah, this is nice to have you all here.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Zoya Mir. I am a third-year English student at Laurier. I originally became a part of this club this year and actually acquired the position of co-VP of events. I found out about this club from like an event that they did last year. So yeah, I really wanted to help and join in there.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Zoya, you kind of answer my next question. So I'll ask kind of Jamie more of kind of how did you get involved in the club?
Well, I first got involved in the club through the, I think it was my first year, it was the, like, get involved fair, first week of school. They had one of those, like, trivia questions. They had a board with a bunch of cue cards on them where you'd have to try and guess the answers to different animal facts. I'm not actually sure how well I did, but I thought that was fun. It was a bit more interactive than some of the other booths, so I wanted to become a general member through there, and then I went to a couple of their events that year. They had some representatives of local animal shelters come in. We had a board game night. We did some painting. So when they were having applications for executives that year, I'm like, okay, I think I'd be interested. And yeah, that's kind of how it all started.
Awesome. It's really cool. Zoya, do you remember what the event was that got you interested?
Yeah, actually, funny thing is Jamie actually made the event of that year.
Oh, nice.
So it was the scavenger hunt where all around like campus, there were little clues to figure out the keyword. It was like everywhere. Like everywhere. I remember like, oh my God, this is so exciting.
Yeah, I may have purposely made them on like opposite ends of campus to make them go everywhere. And some of them were a little hard. So they were like texting our Discord asking for hints, but it all worked out. So
awesome.
It was good.
That's good. Yeah, those are the best scavenger hunts. That takes you kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Great. Do you guys have a favorite endangered animal?
I actually do. One of my favorites is probably the orangutan. It's recently become my favorite. I love the creature here, the way that they're like gigantic and how they're very like both independent and as well as social. I felt it was very unique.
Yeah. Good choice. Good choice.
I'd say my favorite endangered animal is the seal, mainly because I think I was in grade 3 and we had a project where we had to choose an endangered animal and make a little like display out of clay of them. And that was the one I chose. So I decided to stick with that one as my favorite. Yeah.
Awesome. Very good. Two great choices. So tell me about Laurier Animal Rescue and kind of what you guys do around campus and in the community.
Sure. So what we do mainly is trying to raise awareness about different endangered animals and different initiatives going around and also raising some money for different charities. Most recently, we had a booth in the concourse for Halloween, selling some different animal treats and also some, I think they were like black cat stickers and other animal themed stickers, trying to raise some money to go towards the local animal shelter in Kitchener, actually. So that was pretty successful. And then more upcoming in December, we're going to be having a booth where we're going to be selling shirts and different other clothing items where you can actually have your pet printed onto them. So that should be pretty cool and interesting. So yeah, we'll be in the booth in the concourse for 2 days in December, December 4th and December 5th. So you guys can come check us out then. But yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Awesome. Very nice. That all sounds great. And so when it comes to like supporting like animal shelters and charities, how important is it to make sure that you're also like really supporting kind of your local charities?
I feel like it's definitely important to like for like to support your local charities, not just like, because like there's every animal is like different. We don't just like support just endangered animals. We also support like those pets and like that are like don't have like a home and everything. And like by just do supporting your own like local shelter, then like these animals that who have been like through a lot can actually have more support. Because like I feel like not many of the adoptions or like animal shelters have enough support to take care of so many animals. So I feel like it's better to like get like something to have, like give something to them so we can help support them.
Yeah, and then just adding on to what Zoya said, a lot of these big charities like World Wildlife Fund that have a lot of support. They have donors from a lot of different countries, but being able to support like our local charities that not as many people know about or would be giving money to, I thought that would be a better way to support our community rather than the bigger charities.
Awesome, very nice. And what are some what are some organizations in kind of the Kitchener-Waterloo area, but maybe even just like greater like Ontario, Canada, that are doing really like important work?
Yeah, so one of the ones that came in that board game that I was talking about was the local Kitchener Waterloo Animal Shelter, I believe it's called, something along those lines. And they're doing great work in terms of helping like stray cats and dogs in our community, kind of rescuing them, and then making sure they're promoting like neutering in our local community to help control the pet population so that we don't have as many stray cats and dogs out there. And yeah, so it was really cool to have them come in and talk about all the work they're doing. And then I'm not sure about the name, but it's another local shelter in like Kitchener-Waterloo region where they do more different wildlife rescue, for example, like squirrels and raccoons, things like that, where they can help if they're injured or something like that, they can help bring them in, kind of help them heal and then release them back into the community.
Very cool. That's really neat. As someone who I'm from Sarnia, Ontario. I have about we have about six cats in our house
Wow.
back there. And one thing that I don't think that a lot of people know is sort of that act of like focusing less on sort of capturing stray cats to be adopted, but more of capturing stray cats to sort of neuter them, in the sense of where you're kind of not like stopping a cycle, but you're really just kind of helping make sure that like you're not adding to an issue. So how can students get involved in the Laurier Animal Rescue, and kind of how can anyone get involved with animal rescue in their community?
For with Laurier Animal Rescue, you can obviously get involved through our Instagram where we host a bunch of the little contests that we're doing. One of them, for example, we had the Halloween costume contest and we gave like a $25 gift card. We also have like every like month or so like we have a giveaway for a plushie. And
Oh,
you
nice.
enter and win like a specific plushie of the animal of the month of this year. Like last month, it was the Asian elephant. You can also like offer on Instagram. You can also join our Discord, and you can also like get notifications of what events we are doing throughout the year for our Instagram and Discord.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Jamie's cat
In
agrees with.
terms of kind of supporting your local community and getting involved in animal rescue, you can always try and volunteer at your local animal shelter. And they're always accepting donations. I know in terms of blankets and towels just recently is something that they actually need. I just recently we were getting some rid of some old ones, so my family was able to donate some of those. But yeah, just kind of going online wherever you live, whether that be Waterloo or a different city you lived, kind of looking up through your local animal shelter, seeing if they have any programs for volunteering, things like that.
Awesome, sweet. That's all the questions that I had prepped for now. Is there anything before I let you go, anything that you want to plug? Any events coming up? You want to mention your socials?
Yeah, we did mention before that we are having an event in December, beginning of September. December, sorry, of how we like are like selling like t-shirts and other little trinkets of you can put on your pet, but it can also be any other animal that you want, and if you can give it as a gift for Christmas or something. We're also our socials are around Instagram, and I think Jim, I can't remember off the top
I
of my
believe
head.
it's just at Laurier Animal Rescue. It's pretty simple.
Awesome.
I think it's that for Instagram. And then if you go to the link tree on our description, that's where you could fill in the form to become a general member, and also the links to our Discord and other social media we have.
Awesome. Great. Well, it was great talking to y'all. Thank you for coming in today. Everyone, be sure to go check them out at Laurier Animal Rescue on Instagram. You can see everything else from there. Like I said, thank you guys for coming in today. It was great talking to you, and we will see everybody on Campus Connections next week.